Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Podcast. I am Fiona Steyant, your host. And today I'm joined by Shauna Brown, who owns the Langley, East Surrey Molly Maid franchise in British Columbia. Welcome, Shauna. It's so great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
So to get us started, my first question is how long have you been with Molly Maid?
Well, although I've owned our franchise for almost 10 years, Molly Maid's been in my family for 35 years. So my parents first purchased it almost 35 years ago. Kind of went off and did my own thing. And then after my last daughter, they asked if I would come work in their office for them. So I did that for 9.5 years before my husband and I decided to buy part of the franchise. So it'll be 10 years in September.
That's amazing. 10 years. And so, well, I mean, a lot longer, but so you must have seen so many changes and things happen over the years. However, I bet nothing that would compare to the recent pandemic. So I know initially your business took a bit of a hit, but it has rebounded and thrived since. So can you chat with us a little bit about how you've been able to manage through the pandemic and come out with a successful business?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, this is something that we never thought that we would experience. I couldn't even have thought of it. So when it first kind of started happening, we were unknown. I mean, we didn't know. No one really knew what was, for sure going to happen and where it was going to take us. So we had a team meeting. We decided with our team that our clients really needed us. For some of them, were the only people that come into their homes, especially our seniors or our ICBC clients. So we really felt that we were classified in BC as essential services, and we really felt that it was a service that it wasn't a luxury service. It was something that we really needed. So, we put ourselves together and thought of some safety protocols that we could do. Along with support office, we set up the healthy home system. We really thought that we could keep our clients and our staff safe and still continue cleaning. So that's what we did. Definitely had a few months where people were weary of having us in their home, but it didn't take long before they realized the importance of having a clean and sanitized home. And yes, we have been thriving and busy ever since.
That's awesome. In fact, you have been a growth leader and a continual growth leader over the last couple of years. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. It's just that every time I think it's going to slow down, it doesn't. I mean, we're very lucky. We live in a very booming community. But it's been growing and going really quickly.
That's amazing. And part of that, I would also say, is how you've managed your business effectively in terms of, making sure that you have enough team members and again, really connecting and having great relationships with your customers or your clients, to make sure that they feel safe and comfortable. So can you talk to us or share with us a little bit more about how you've managed the business through the pandemic, but in general, and how you feel about, growth and the success that you've been, had. And, I know you have some principles as to why you love running the business and being a business owner. So maybe you can just talk about all that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think, first of all, having a positive culture is what creates success. Without that, I don't think there's a lot of positivity. There's not enough positivity out there. So I always say to all our teams, you don't have to absolutely love your job, but if you don't like your job, life is too short. And so we really want to make this a positive experience so they look forward to coming to work every day, because that reflects and it shows in their work and to their clients. Our clients love it when we walk in the house and it's, hi, Mrs. Smith, how are you today? They love seeing that positivity. So that's something that we've really worked for in our franchise, and I think that has a lot to do with our success. We really work as a team. I always say I'm not successful. It's my team that's successful, and we all work together. So we encourage everyone to share thoughts, ideas, you know, it's as a group that we can achieve the things that we are achieving, as well as our clients. You know, I want to hear from them if there's something that we need to improve on, whether it's positive comments or negative comments. That we need to hear about all that, because that's how we learn and grow in our franchise. And then, you know, a boy said, I just trained yesterday, and he said, why, you know, this franchise sounds amazing, but tell me, why do you have this franchise? And I said, I can tell you, you know, one, it was something that I could work around my family. My youngest daughter, I was fortunate enough with this franchise, I could take her to school every day. I could pick her up. I could participate in the field trips and, you know, class things and things that I didn't get that opportunity with my older two kids. So that's definitely the one, number one reason, is that I can work this business around my family, because family is very important to me. And number two is that I'm the person that I love knowing that we help people. You know, we're helping our clients, whether it's they're seniors and they want to live on their own and they just can't physically do it anymore, whether it's the ICBC clients that aren't capable of doing it because of an injury, or maybe they just have busy households. You know, you have your kids and your sports and activities and you're running everywhere asking to get home from work, so there's not enough time. And to know that we take that stress away, it's a really good feeling. So that's number two. And then number three, I take great pride that I have 26 staff that I provide an income for, so that they can do what they need to do in life. And I really do think that our teams, they enjoy coming to work every day, and it just shows in the work that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are fantastic reasons to certainly, you know, be part of a successful business and offer employment and, you know, do better for your community and those in your community. And of course, family should always come first. So absolutely wonderful reasons to owning and operating your own business and a Molly Made franchise. And having said that, you know, you mentioned your daughter and being able to spend more time with her. And I know at some point she has been in the business literally, and others she's helped you out throughout as well. So again, yeah. Family always being there and being part of it as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all my children, you know, whether it's Trinity, who from 4 weeks when I started with my parents, she came to work every day until she was 11 months old and had to get into her daycare. You know, our oldest daughter during university, she came in and did filing and things, and now that's what our youngest daughter is doing as well. She helps me out with the filing, the folding of the cloth, any little things. Our son's out there filling up the supplies. So, you know, it really is a team and family effort.
Yeah, which is amazing. That's incredible. So I'm going to ask you one final question. What would you say to someone who's thinking about, you know, buying or owning and operating a Molly Made franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I think the potential and the, you know, success is just endless. I mean, there's so much growth that can happen out there. If you're a person that gets rewarded by helping others, and again, you know, the things like I said, you know, being able to do the family things and helping other people, if that's important to you, then this is a fantastic business for that. And we have so much support from support office as well. So, you know, that's never feel like you're alone. It's always nice to always have people behind you. Other partners are always there to run ideas off. And so it's a really group effort.
Oh, amazing. Oh, that's great. Thank you. You know, thank you for your time chatting with us today. I know you're super busy because you got your family. And then, like I said, you're one of your top growth leaders. So you're out there building the business and doing successful. You know, your drive and ambition are certainly an inspiration. And I do look forward to watching you continue to grow and achieve your goals. So thanks again for today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Made. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Made Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymade.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.